Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the Porsche Macan or Macan S. Is it Macan or Macan?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Whether it's Macan. I guess they're making a new SUV, and when you take it in, the technicians are called mechanics. So I don't know. Just, anyway, this is basically been a while coming, and it's just think of it as a small Cayenne. You know, Cayenne is their big SUV. It's right. Their biggest seller. Porsche files thought, oh no, you can't do this. You're sports cars, but it's a wonderful vehicle. And the Macan or the Macan is exactly the same thing, just maybe two-thirds of the price. It's just a beautiful unit. And they've even introduced an innovation in here. It's a steering wheel. They've taken it from their 918 Spyder super hybrid. This is an $800,000 car. Because usually with the Porsche, the steering wheel, you can have multifunction, you know, with the radio controls and that sort of thing on it. Or you can have paddles, but you can't have both. Now, with this SUV and the supercar, you can have both. Nice step in the right direction. I love this vehicle. I mean, I love any Porsche anyway. And I was expecting to love this vehicle. And it is exactly what I expected, so I'm very, very pleased. And not only that, it starts at $54,300.
What?
Which, I mean, for a Porsche SUV,
right.
Boy, oh boy, you know, that's almost entry level.
You can buy two.
About giving them away.
Yeah. That's pretty fantastic.
Just a fantastic vehicle.
All right. So for that price, what else can you get?
Oh boy! Well, you can get ones from BMW, you can get ones from Lexus, from Audi, from Mercedes Benz. Acura, the RDX would be in the same price range as this.
Right.
Even the Volkswagen. Well, the Volkswagen Touareg is starting to get a little more expensive than that, but it's also larger. But yeah, I mean, there's lots of choices. But to me, there's only one.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. All right, what about the Lexus NX 200T?
Brand new SUV from Lexus. This is it's about the same size, basically based on the RAV4 platform. So it's a new small SUV, smaller than the RX, which was their biggest seller. And this one starts at $41,000. Again, really nice. I had this the week after I had the Porsche. And boy, you know, I'd have a tough time deciding between them because this one is cheaper. And I think it might be my favorite Lexus right now. It has a little 2-liter four-cylinder turbocharged engine that puts out 235 horsepower, so it moves it along really nicely. It also has a good manual mode with paddle shifters, so that came in really handy during the snowy times that we just had here. Very, very nice interior. You know, Toyota and Lexus are really raising their game, and this is just a beautiful vehicle. I think it's going to sell lots because it's affordable, it's really nice, it's nice to drive. I mean, for what more could anyone ask? And I mean, it's a Lexus, so it'll probably last forever.
Yeah. Excellent. Sounds great. You'll find written reports at live885.com and then click on Startup. It's Jim Bray of Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.